الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلمنا الاستخارة في الأمور كلها كالسورة من القرآن. Respectable elders, علماء كرام, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us many things, and our responsibility and our aim and our goal in life should be to follow every single aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is known as the sunan or the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a person, if he follows the sunan and the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ultimately he will gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. That say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ, if you love Allah, then, and you love His Messenger, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to the people that follow me, Allah will love you in return, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and forgive your sins. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, learning about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who he was, how he lived his life, what he did, what he stood for, what were his morals and aims, what was he known for, is something that we need to learn about so that we can implement these things. And if we want, ultimately this is going to translate in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of the aspects, one narration in Bukhari Sharif comes whereby the Sahaba mentioned, the narrator is Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us istikhara. Istikhara is when a person is seeking guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a specific matter. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught istikhara fil umuri kulliha, in all matters. Now we have a perception at this moment in time that istikhara is for those special decisions that we need to make, those big decisions that we need to make. You know, the ones in terms of marriage, in terms of which school to send our children to, or in terms of investing in a business, or in terms of various other matters that we all have a perception that this is a big thing that I need to basically make a decision on. Therefore, I need to do istikhara. Therefore, I need to seek guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the hadith mentions that كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلمنا الاستخارة في كل في في كل في الأمور كلها. That in all matters, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم would teach us the method of istikhara. And how would he teach us it? كسورة في القرآن. Yeah, كسورة من القرآن. Just like a surah is taught, or one of the chapters of the Quran was taught to the Sahaba رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. So this gives us the importance of istikhara. How many of us, when we learn our surah, we make sure the pronunciation is right, we make sure that the way that we are reciting is the best way that we can recite, and we make sure that we don't make any mistakes in terms of the harakat, the letters, the zabar, zair, pesh, fatha, dhamma, kasra, how we make sure that we pronounce every single and articulate every single letter in the correct way. And we are so worried about this. When I'm learning the Quran or I'm reciting the Quran, it's the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach the method of istikhara, the dua of istikhara, istikhara being seeking guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner. Whereby in this manner, like just like the surah from the Quran was being taught to the Sahaba. So this is how much importance Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to istikhara. So this is something to understand. In the previous time, the times of ignorance, and even today, there are many individuals who will want to know their future as such. So they will read horoscopes, they will go to a fortune teller, someone who reads the palm, or various other ways of potentially telling your future. And we know this is all falsehood, and this is something that we need to stay away from. It's haram to do all of these things. Where a person, and you know, sometimes it's so easily available. I remember when we used to go on the bus, that the metro newspaper has a whole page just of horoscopes. So you read your horoscope, and all of a sudden you're reading, and it fits in your mind. So we should stay away from these aspects as well. Many people don't know, but this is leading us towards kufr and shirk, disbelief. Because ultimately, our belief is, وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. That we believe in predestination, that good and difficulties, good things and those things that are more challenging and more difficult come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have this belief. So knowing our future and all of these things, just a few months ago, there was someone who mentioned that someone visited their house, knocked on the door. Two strange people knocked on the door in our locality, knocked on the door. And they said, oh, you know, we know your name. And they knew a few things. So this person was very anxious. Right? And they said a few things about their future and so forth. So we have to be very careful. We have to be very careful in terms of where we are getting our information from. We have, and even in the time of the mushrikeen, they used to maybe release a bird, and if it flew to the right, then they would take a good omen. If it flew to the left, they would take a bad omen. This was their way of seeking guidance. Or they would put arrows inside a quiver and they would pull it out, and whatever was written on there, then they would do that. So again, we need to understand that how we seek guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in the Creator, the one who is in charge of all of our affairs, the one who is aware of everything, the unseen, Allamul Ghuyub. The complete knowledge of the unseen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. So ultimately, when a person seeks guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or goes through the process of istikhara, then he is seeking guidance from the one who is the knower, the ultimate knower of the unseen. And the dua is so comprehensive. So inshallah, the plan is just to mention the dua of istikhara, the long one that's mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, and to give a brief translation and a brief understanding of this dua. Why? Because when we truly ponder on this dua, then we realize how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was divinely inspired. Only a Nabi could mention and utter these words and this dua. So the first element is, Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi'ilmik wa astaqdiruka biqudratik wa as'aluka min fadlika al-azim fa innaka taqdiru wa la aqdiru wa ta'lamu wa la a'lamu wa anta 'allamul ghuyub. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the first few couplets, praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh Allah, I seek your guidance. Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi'ilmik. With your knowledge. Complete knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. Wa astaqdiruka biqudratik. And I seek ability by virtue of your power. In other words, we have no power. The reality is, a person, when he asks from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he needs to make sure that he humbles himself. He needs to make sure that he clearly expresses that I have nothing, you have everything. I have zero, you have everything. Oh Allah, you are in charge of everything. You have full ability. So I seek ability by virtue of your power. وَأَسْتَقْدِرُكَ بِقُدْرَتِكَ وَأَسْأَلُكَ مِنْ فَضْلِكَ الْعَظِيمِ. And I ask from you, I ask you of your great bounty. Ultimately, great bounty, grace, mercy comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So we ask, when we're making this dua, that I ask from you, from your great bounty. فَإِنَّكَ تَقْدِرُ وَلَا أَقْدِرُ. And then affirming the fact that, oh Allah, you have power and I have no power. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. That you have all the power. فإنك تقدر ولا أقدر. And وتعلم ولا أعلم. You have complete knowledge and I have no knowledge. I have zero knowledge, you have complete knowledge. You know everything. وأنت علام الغيوب. And you have the complete knowledge of the unseen. And then, so after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught this part of the dua, whereby a person then seeks guidance for the matter that he is seeking guidance for. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, Allahumma in kunta ta'lamu anna hadha al-amra khayrun li fi dini wa ma'ashi wa aqibati amri, faqdurhu li wa yassirhu li wa taqabbalhu minni. That, oh Allah, in kunta ta'lamu, if you are aware that this matter, ahadha al-amr, refers to all the matters that a person could be doing istikhara for. A person is doing istikhara for marriage, the one that's most common. A person will come, Imam Sahib, I need to do istikhara for marriage. What's the process of istikhara? But like I said in the beginning, in the hadith, it's mentioned, كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ يُعَلِّمُنَا الْإِسْتِخَارَ فِي الْأُمُورِ كُلِّهَا. In all matters, a person is going to go on a journey. A person is going from here to home. Just reading the istikhara dua. One benefit is that his heart remains connected with who? With the Creator. So when he is reading these words and he's saying and learning this, okay, oh Allah, I ask for guidance from you, and you have all the ability, and you are the knower of the unseen, and you know everything, and I know nothing, and you are all powerful, and I have no power. He's developing that connection, just like when a person picks up the phone and he makes a phone call, his connection with the person on the other side is increasing. He's speaking to them, he's getting a response. The beauty of the matter is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to us in our daily life. And a person, if he wants to interact with Allah ta'ala, One is by virtue of reading the Quran and the messages from the Quran. But when he makes dua, he will see his dua come to fruition. He will see the khair that he has asked for, and the guidance that he has asked for from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his daily life. So Allah, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, أَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرَ If, oh Allah, you are aware that this matter is good for me, خَيْرٌ لِي. And not just good for me, full stop. فِي دِينِي, in my religion. وَمَعَاشِي, and in my living, and in my daily life. وَعَاقِبَةِ أَمْرِي, and in terms of my hereafter. فَقْدُرْهُ لِي, then destiny for me. وَيَسِّرْهُ لِي, and make it easy for me. Not just destiny for me, make it easy for me. And not just make it easy for me. ثُمَّ بَارِكْ لِي فِي, then grant me blessing in it as well. It's only a Nabi. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was divinely inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You read this dua, you contemplate on the meaning, you realize your iman will increase. That my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't just ask about this world. إِنْ كَانَ هَذَا الْأَمْرُ خَيْرٌ لِي فِي دِينِي يعني فِي الدُّنْيَا. No. فِي دِينِي وَمَعَاشِي وَعَاقِبَةِ أَمْرِي. Dunya, living right now, akhirah, in my religion as well. Many things a person will be beneficial for him in the world, but in his religion, it won't be beneficial. A person wants to become a millionaire, have a lot of money. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his infinite knowledge knows whether that money is going to be of benefit for him or of harm to him. He will think, and we will all think, that okay, if I have another 100,000 pounds in my account, it'll benefit me. Worldly-wise, it will benefit. But maybe in our deen, it will have a negative impact. A person may forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person may forget to perform salah. A person may purposefully miss salah because he has money, he has comfort. So we don't know what's good for us. So when we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dua for khair, we are not asking for millions of pounds. We are asking for the khair which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware that is khair for us. So for one person, £1 million may be khair. For another person, it may be shar. But we don't know that. Why? Because we don't know the unseen. So the next element is then, the dua continues. وَإِنْ كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُ أَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرَ شَرُّ لِي فِي دِينِي وَمَعَاشِي وَعَاقِبَةِ أَمْرِي. That, oh Allah, if you are aware that this matter, again, هذا الأمر is when a person thinks about the matter that he is basically seeking khair for, is bad for me, is evil for me in my religion, in my living, in my, you know, livelihood, and in my sort of worldly affairs, and in the hereafter, then فَصْرِفُ عَنِّي وَصْرِفْنِي عَنْهُ. Then avert it from me, turn it away from me, and also turn me away from it. So again, fully encompassing of all the elements, a person, potentially that thing could be turned away from you, but you are still inclined towards it. You still want it. Becoming rich is an example that a person, the rich, if you've made this istikhara dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his infinite knowledge that knows that this is shar, then he has moved this away from you. But if you're still inclined to it, then you will still go after it. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dua even covers this element, that فَصْرِفُ عَنِّي وَصْرِفْنِي عَنْهُ. Make me go away from it as well. Make my heart, you know, forget about the money and the wealth. So again, an all-encompassing dua. وَقْدُرْ لِيَ الْخَيْرِ حَيْثُ كَانَ. And this last element, subhanallah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he covered every single aspect. Like, وَقْدُرْ لِيَ الْخَيْرِ حَيْثُ كَانَ ثُمَّ أَرْضِنِي بِهِ. Then, oh Allah, destine for me goodness. Destine for me goodness wherever it may be. حَيْثُ كَانَ, wherever it may be. And ثُمَّ أَرْضِنِي بِهِ. And then make me happy with it. Make me happy with it. What an amazing dua the dua of istikhara is. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the sahaba, Jabir radiallahu ta'ala mentions that in all matters, they would do istikhara. And he mentioned particularly that إِذَا هَمَّ بِالْأَمْرِ فَلْيَرْكَعْ رَكَعَتَيْنِ. That when you have an intention to do something, however small it may seem to you, or however important it may seem to you, because the importance and the unimportance is based on your perception and your understanding. How important it will be in the future, you don't know. So, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, فَلْيَرْكَعْ رَكَعَتَيْنِ. Perform two rakats. This is something that's good, nafil rakat. Perform two rakats, nafil rakat. And then make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then in terms of how a person knows how to carry out the certain thing, in terms of, let's just say, the example of marriage, should I go forward with it? A few different ways the ulama mentioned. One is that a person may get a good feeling in his heart. In shirahu sadr, as they call it. His heart will open up. You think, yeah, this is a good opportunity. Let me go forward with it. Sometimes it will be in qibad sadr, whereby his heart will close. And you think, no, this isn't for me. For whatever reason it may be, it's not for me. And sometimes
he will still be confused. That situation, the ulama mentioned, maybe something, some people think, you know, one common question, or will I see a dream? Will I have a dream or go to sleep at night? And then sometimes it's possible that a person will see a good dream, sometimes not. And sometimes a person is advised to go forward. You know, you're confused, should I do it, should I not? It's an investment, should I make it, should I not? And then you think, okay, it's an opportunity for me, I'm not 100% sure, let me try and go through with it. And then as you go through with it, if there's a stumbling block, then you know that this wasn't khair for you. So a person's going through, and it just so happens that on that morning, the banking system or the way he was going to transfer some money to a potential investor, and it's not working. He knows then this isn't khair for me. Don't try to then push it. Be fully open in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destine good for me. Now throughout this process, many a times, and especially in this day and age, the whole element of consulting with our elders and seniors and our, other fellow individuals who are maybe our age, is something that's lost. We don't consult with our seniors. We want to do something, especially the youngsters, we want to do something. I don't need to ask my parents. I earn my own money now. I don't need to ask them. I'll make the decision and I know what I'm doing and I have the knowledge. The reality is that we should consult. If we can't consult with seniors, then those that are our age as well, we can consult with them. So similarly, istikhara is something, that's something that we should bring, and that's another topic. وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ and how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought consultation within the circles of the Sahaba and so forth. That's one discussion. But in terms of istikhara as well, it's something that we need to increase within our life. Why? And one of the main benefits is that our connection with our Creator will increase. Our connection with our Creator will increase. And this will then lead to reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul. Many a times, we think we are in control. We think we are in control. Why? Because we have a steady income coming in. We have a certain amount of good health. We have certain things that are going our way. But the reality is we have no control. Ultimately, the one who is in control is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to have tawakkul and reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the khutbah, the Arabic khutbah is going to be about tawakkul and the reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had reliance under the caveat that at the same time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tied his camel, meaning that he would take the asbab as well. So if there was something, if he needed to do something, he would first make the preparation as well. And then he would have reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the same way, when we do istikhara, we have the tawakkul and the reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should all try and learn this dua. There's a shorter dua as well. Allahumma khirli wa akhtarli. If a person can't, you know, memorize this yet, then Allahumma khirli wa akhtarli to begin with. Allahumma khirli wa akhtarli. Let Allah choose for me the right path, what's going to be beneficial for me. Very short, comprehensive dua. Whenever we can do that in our heart, when we're going on a journey, whatever it is. Allahumma khirli wa akhtarli. Going from here to shopping, make dua. Allahumma khirli wa akhtarli. That shopping will become a blessing for you. So even small things, something that we do every week, we go shopping every week for the groceries for the household. Make istikhara before we go. What's the harm? The benefit is going to be that we're going to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ultimately our life will become such that we will always have khair, inshaAllah, and we will protect ourselves from shar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to connect with Him, have reliance in Him, and bring this amal of istikhara. So the intention is that all of us make intention that from now onwards, whatever we do, we will make istikhara, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me the ability in all of us, inshallah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahumma rabbah.
Is requested to be mindful of those that are performing salah and just filling the gaps, especially there, some gaps there as well. If you can just stand up and make the sufuf so we can commence with the salah after the khutbah quite quickly. Jazakallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أيها الناس التوكل على الله جوهر الإيمان وهو نصف الدين قال ابن القيم رحمه الله ولو توكل العبد على الله حق توكله في إزالة جبل عن مكانه وكان مأمورًا بإزالته لأزاله وقال أيضًا والتوكل جامع لمقام التفويض والاستعانة والرضا لا يتصور وجوده بدونها ويعرف التوكل بأنه صدق الاعتماد على الله تعالى في جلب المنافع ودفع المضار مع فعل الأسباب التي أمر الله بها وحقيقته اعتماد القلب على الله مع الأخذ بالأسباب مع التيقن الكامل بأن الله سبحانه هو الرزاق الخالق المحيي المميت لا إله غيره ولا رب سواه قال ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل قالها إبراهيم عليه السلام حين ألقي في النار وقالها محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حين قالوا إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد أيها الناس اتقوا الله تعالى قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما
اللهم صل على محمد البشير النذير والسراج المنير، وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداء الدين، وانصر عبادك الموحدين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان، خصوصا في فلسطين. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، آمين يا رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. واذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله،
لا إله.
Please ensure all the rows are straight, all the gaps are filled. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in. Ihdina الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى. ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى، الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm Al-Din, Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.